Is the U.S. forgetting about religious freedom? A gospel team could make history for their ministry. And forgiveness is the key to outreach in Egypt. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Did you know that religious freedom issues are having an impact on national security issues facing the United States? Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says,
the State Department issues a report. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom issues a report. But the reality is, this administration has not placed an emphasis on religious freedom.
The ambassador at large for international religious freedom runs the USCIR, but the post has been vacant for over half of the Obama administration. Midterm elections mean more delays.
That affects our standing in the world. When we go to hold other countries accountable, we have clearly said by our actions, hey, this is not that big a deal to us. That decreases our ability to go to other countries and ask them for better treatment of religious minorities.
Bad timing with the rise of ISIS, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab. It means there is no voice to speak up on behalf of the people who are trying to follow Christ. You can be that voice, though. We'll point you in the right direction at our website. Next, you could help make a difference for civilians and persecuted Christians in Syria. Open Doors International is joining 38 other non-governmental organizations in a campaign demanding the United Nations take action to protect civilians in Syria's civil war. It's called With Syria. The campaign has created an online petition for you and others to sign. Syria ranks number 3 on the Open Doors World Watch list of countries where Christians are persecuted. This is Mission Network News. MNN's Katie Harth was in Atlanta, Georgia over the weekend at the Missio Nexus Conference. She files this report.
Globalization is making the world a smaller place. This would be a great thing for God's kingdom if Christians could just work together instead of doing their own thing. Ron Haup of Go International explains how they connect the dots to tell more people about Jesus.
Through the years, we have developed a number of partnerships with indigenous leaders in about 20 different countries so that we can take a local church, a mission team, into that ministry setting and be assured that it'll be a blessing to the people of the area and that when the church leaves, they have experienced what God's doing in that area.
You can learn more about Go International at missionnetworknews.org. Reporting from Atlanta, Georgia, Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, it's been months in the planning stages. Now the team's actually heading to the Philippines for what could be an historic event for their ministry. Executive Director of Christian Resources International, Jason Wolford, his son, and the Michael Maher Band will be heading there this week for gospel meetings, a free concert, and book and Bible distribution events. Wolford says they've stepped out on faith in this outreach.
That's something on my mind, but God always shows up. He always touches the hearts of the right people at the right time to give financially, and so I know he's going to bring that to pass. But if listeners are looking for something to do and pray about, those are things for sure.
By supporting CRI, you become an international missionary without having to leave your home. It will also have a profound impact, says Wolford.
This specific crusade Bible giveaway concert is estimated to reach 5 million people in the next 6 years. So you can imagine the impact and the fruit that that will have.
And if you're like most people, forgiveness has a nice ring to it. But it's hard to practice. According to Baptist Press, forgiveness has been essential for Egyptians, not only for healing from the recent violence, but also as a foundation to spread the gospel. After the turmoil of the last few years, Egyptians are more open to talk about faith, even when it puts their lives in danger. Pray for wisdom, integrity, and effectiveness over these conversations. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.